Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa in the morning on KRZ.
I noticed something the last 2 weeks that I have not seen since the early 2000s. It was a pet trend. Do you remember when Paris Hilton used to carry her dog Tinkerbell in her purse?
Right.
Last 2 weeks, I saw two different doggies in purses. How do you feel about dogs in purses?
Me personally, since I don't carry a purse.
That's not what I heard. No, continue.
Well, the other night, I could have carried just about anything. My sister, when she had smaller dogs, she would sneak them on the bus in New York City, like a small bag. Yes, yeah, so she always had like smaller dogs, so she could do that.
It is a fun surprise when you're just a passerby and you think it's just a random pedestrian. All of a sudden, this little head pokes out.
Yeah, when the
boop,
head pops out. Yeah,
like, that's so cute.
What the heck, yeah.
I love it, but you have to, as a woman, we always just blindly reach into our purses, rooting around for stuff. You have to occasionally get a handful of poop. No?
Oh, I was just thinking we're getting nipped at because small dogs can be vicious at times.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So you're rooting around in there. Like, that's what our dogs would do, our little chihuahuas. We'd never be able to carry them around in a bag, let alone a purse.
So but when I finally get you that fanny pack, you will not put one of the dogs in it?
No, that's not going to work.
I like that the trend is coming back, though, because as a person who's just seeing you, you that do this randomly on the street, you make me smile.
Yeah, as long as they're not all poofed up with, you know, ribbons in their, you know, hair and their, you paint them pink or something like that. Don't overdo
it.
No,
you can't put restrictions on it.
There's
you either think it's cute or it's not.
No,
hey.
There's got to be restrictions on it. Carry around the purse, but don't foofy it all up.
They can be foofy. Some dogs are fancy. Just like some of them enjoy clothing, and I will fight to the death with you that some of them like getting dressed up.
I will wrestle you right now in this studio. I will take you down. I will go back to my high school wrestling days and take you right to the mat.
Bring
this.
It.
No dog has ever enjoyed that. You can tell just by the look on their face.
No, you cannot. You're projecting. You don't like it, so you think they don't like it. You don't like putting on a suit, so you think the dog hates it. Some dogs are fancy, and they like prancing around in their little outfits.
The look is, take the damn picture and get the stupid sweater off me now.
All right, we're going to wrestle.